The truth lives.
Political Bomb Show, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bomb Show. Rayshon Blyden here. A story I began on Steam. I'm thinking about playing video games right now. A story I began on Swell, and I promised I would talk more about it and bring it over here to Political Bomb Show. So there you go. Promise kept. Promise kept. Oh, let's just find the story. This is a story that's great because it's about time. Common sense prevail. Common sense prevail. Kentucky lawmakers override veto to pass sweeping transgender bill is in your pants. Inclusive. So Kentucky lawmakers overrode the veto of the Democratic governor on Wednesday on a sweeping bill banning transgender surgery on minors. Now, anyone in their right mind would applaud this. Again, the key word is not banning and not even transgender surgery. The key word is minors. Minors. M-I-N-O-R-S. Sweeping bill that bans transgender surgeries on minors. Restricting their access to bathrooms of the opposite sex. Common sense, right? Not to some. On the day of this year's legislative session, GOP lawmakers who hold supreme majorities in both chambers overwhelmingly voted to override the veto of Governor Andy Beshear. The Senate voted 29-8 in favor of overriding the veto, followed by the House with a 76-23 vote shortly after that. The vote led to protests within the state capitol as emotions ran high among trans activists, according to Kentucky State Police spokesperson Captain Paul Blayton. 19 individuals were charged with third-degree criminal trespassing after the sergeant of arms sought assistance restoring order. Officers provided each individual the option to leave. Please leave without incident or face arrest. I don't even know if I want to play this. I gotta pop my headphones on. I can't hear it without that. All right, let's see what we got here. Let's play it. Shut up. What do you want, trans rights? What do you want it now? Do you not have trans rights? Oh, don't get me started on you Transformers people. I think it's unfortunate that it reached that level, and certainly they were given, as I've told since then, multiple opportunities to either quiet their chants or to leave voluntarily. Republican House Speaker David Osborne said later. The bill's sponsors, State Senator Max Wise, described the legislation as part of an effort to strengthen parental engagement and communication in children's education while protecting the safety of our children. However, the bill's Democratic opponents framed it as a civil rights issue, with Democratic Republican Pamela Stevenson calling it the creation of an environment of hate. Hello, stupid, fool, Jezebel. It's hateful what you're doing to children. That is hateful, madam. First off, you hated the black people. Okay, throw us black people in there, why don't you? Then you hated the Jews. Now you're hating everybody. She screamed at Republican lawmakers. So the question is, when the people are only and only left, will you hate yourself? Shut up, lady, you stupid hag. Dr. Hagberg, another Democratic state senator, lost her transgender son. See, this is what I can't stand about these people. They're taken after what Barack Insane Obama of his administration said, and that was, never let a good crisis go to waste. I'm not going to read it. I don't care. I won't read it. What? There's another idiot. Let's see what this fool says here.
We have created an environment of hate, and then we look at them like there's something wrong with them. First you hated black people, then you hated Jews, now you're hating everybody.
Shut up, you hysterical hag. Initially, a narrow bill, the law expanded to include a broader range of limitations. The law's provisions specifically prohibit surgeries, puberty blockers, which is bad for people, by the way, and hormone therapy for individuals younger than 18. I digress. It should be 21, but all right, 18 is fine. It's not fine, but I'll go with that. School districts are no longer allowed to require students to be referred to by pronouns that they do not align with biological sex, while restrictions have also been placed on schools providing access to transgender bathrooms. Under the law, doctors are required to discontinue treatment for patients who are receiving gender transition care. However, if doctors believe that discontinuing treatment may cause harm to the patient, they may create a systemic plan to phase out treatment within a certain time frame. Oh, there's some more protesters. It's just working me up. Trans protesters storming the Capitol have their own very shaman. Okay, yeah, I'm not playing that. I'm sick of them. Apart from the regulations imposed on transgender youth, the law also imposes restrictions on school discussions concerning sexuality. Schools must now provide parental notification of any programs that address sexuality with no instruction on sexuality permitted below sixth grade. Moreover, the law prohibits the teaching of gender identity or sexual orientation at any grade level. Very good, very good. The bill was inevitably slammed by American Civil Liberties Union, of course, the ACLU, you evil, twisted, demonic, sick bastards. I won't read this statement. I won't read it. I won't. I refuse to read this statement. Similar bills were passed in Arkansas, Iowa, Idaho, Georgia, and West Virginia over the past few weeks as Republican-controlled states seek to stem the explosion in transfemur. What is in the eyes, transgender? What is in your pants, identification and activism? Other states to have already done so include Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Texas, and Utah. Very good. Very good. I don't see my state ever doing that. And you wonder why I want to move out of this state. Come on, y'all. Help me pay some bills. Let me move to one of your guys' states. Please, I'm begging. I can't take Massachusetts. I ran from Connecticut. I thought Massachusetts would be better, but it's just as bad. And I can't take... No, I'm not a whiner like them. But seriously, I like what's going on here. And this needs to happen in all 50 states. It really does.
Political corruption cripples the nation. A new sheriff coming to town. No politician is allowed. Political bomb, so come on people, let's go.